God goes where he knows he can depend upon the job getting done, in spite of whether people like you or dislike you. Well, I liked Hatton when he first started coming here. It comes back. Boy, he just spoke about nice things like Soltec and Corton and God and man, and I'm creator and you're creator, and we're just going to hold hands and we're going to sing alms. That's for the teachers' gathering. We're not going to stand in this room. Doesn't mean we won't sing. But we're not going to form this big circle and pass all this energy around. I don't want to pass energy to those that are going to hurt us. Don't support up your enemy. Remove the energy from that enemy. And he either has to change or he goes. It's that simple. I don't have to do anything about it. But don't falsely buoy up your very adversary. That doesn't mean you have to hate him or go out there and shoot him. But don't give it energy. Don't give it life sustenance. And then the big bomb. Well, but if we could just be a little group. What is this no group bit? We're all here, so we're obviously a group. No, you're not. You are each an individual entity. Even if I wanted to, I wouldn't change your perceptions by force. Nobody forces you to come, therefore it's your choice. Nobody forces you to listen, therefore it's your choice. Nobody forces you to participate, no matter how much you push. Doesn't work. These are your choices. So you are made up of, and I can tell you a joke, and then I can equate it to Zeta's passage. Nobody could make that passage for her. Nobody. Ones who really love would say, oh, just let me carry this. No. She had to carry it. And then we have the joke about the Pope. Needed a heart transplant. Oh, God, take me. So, okay, it was announced then from the balcony that we're going to throw out a feather, and upon whomever it lands, we'll give the heart to the Pope. Oh, my. It suddenly became very different, and it was, not me, God. Not me. Can't do it for anybody else. So you can unify as these fragments so that you have strength. And if one goes, all the rest don't fold up. Death offers this observation. Nobody's indispensable. If you're dealing with truth and righteousness, nobody's indispensable because all are one. That means one. That means you, in your importance, are as great as the greatest among you because you bear that 100% potential. Doesn't mean you're going to make it. And the longer you live in the ego structure, the longer it's going to take you to make it, if you ever do. But of course you do, don't you? Because you never can reunite with the one until you've made it. So it becomes very simple when you look at how do you change the world. Well, how do you get enough funds to do the things necessary, because you have to look logically at what is. It is not okay to open your hand. You can open your hands, but don't expect coins to come into those hands. Baba may put a ring in there. I won't. Do you understand? I won't. Baba is trying to produce an idea of your capability. I won't do it. You are magic. I'm not a magician. I'm a creator. And when you understand that you can create, you will have made it. Because you will create it. What is the difference in a great inventor and somebody who never does anything? Oh, well, I had that idea. Oh, then why don't we have use of your idea? Because the great inventor will try to protect the idea, but he will present the idea because he knows that's the only way to offer his gift. So we must begin to structure in our minds. Where do we go from when? If you have all the money in the world and you can't get past the moment, then you may as well not have it because you are non-productive. Does that mean, Commander, that you would go somewhere else and spend another 10 years? No, I don't have to go anywhere else now. Because we've had 10 years. I don't have to go anywhere else. Because there's a whole room full of people here who would take up the slack. So don't threaten me with your transition or your inabilities or I can't do this. No, you're just tired of doing it. You certainly can. Or not, whichever is your choice. Well, these are the first and the hardest lessons. It's like the child laying there kicking and screaming in front of the parent. What do you do with this kid? This is literally a tantrum. You can give in. You can discipline. You can beat the kid to death. You can set him in the other room. I like setting him in the other room and saying, well, okay, when you're through, we can discuss this. And when he knows he has no audience, he stops it until he sees you again. And then it's back to this. So don't give me the I can't. Don't give me the I'll just make my transition. I mean, I'm tired over here. You're not tired over here, else you'd make your transition. You're scared to death. You are terrified of that transition because in here you know what's over there. And God won't put up with it. You confront it over there. You don't have anybody to cop out to. Let somebody else do it. So what we produce from this little central nucleus is one thing. Because what we need to produce is so overwhelmingly large that we're going to do it anyway. And therefore, let's put it in perspective. What little businesses we might have right here in this little valley are nothing. But you can be successful at it or you can be a failure at it. You can be magnificently successful or magnificently failures. I'm going with the successful. And that requires a lot. It requires a lot of money, and you have to have a reasonable, logical, foundational basis upon which you get it. And you have it. And then you begin, not alone, but with ones to whom it is concerning themselves, as tribes, as people, to offer and then help build. Help create. If your intention is simply to destroy or deny or any of those negative approaches, your attitude is wrong. Because ultimately the human attitude must come to recognize its I am presence. I am creator. If not me, who? That doesn't mean you go take somebody else's job. It means you create that which you can find in which to excel. We don't need everybody to wash the dishes if there are no dishes. We don't need everybody to cook the pot of beans if there are no beans. We each have a contribution. And it can't be just foisted off on everybody else. Because if one or two or three or four have built the foundation up to here, and now you're ready to build a house, you don't need any more foundation builders. You need somebody with a hammer and a nail. You don't reinvent the wheels once they're attached to the axle and ready to roll. If you have a wheel set with spokes as a support mechanism and half of them are broken on one side, you see, you can have half of them broken if every other one is broken in a wheel. And that is your support. You cannot run if the half that's broken is all on one side. Your wheel is not a wheel. So never mind other people's job and perfecting other people's job. You've got to perfect yourself. And whether we like it or not, we have to get along. Our opinion of ourselves is always ever so much greater than anyone else's opinion of yourself. And if you cross them, wham, you go down. Well, I was only trying to. We know what you were trying to do, but you've come up against the ego of someone else who disagrees with your approach. And that's my territory, so you can disagree, but you better go to the next county to do it. Well, with hats on, you don't even have to go to the next county. You can disagree. But we're going to get the job done. And you may find yourselves disagreeing out here all by yourself while somebody else gets the job done. So can we stop for lunch?
We can.
Now see, he's just as eager to stop as he was to get going. Well, we certainly will see.
I was looking at Jesse.
Well, we have to start all over now that Jesse. You know, those of you who just came for lunch, you have to sing. Salu, we'll see what we do the rest of the day.